friend Willie was the one with the red sports coat. Am I right?
No, that was Zippy. Willie's the one with the two chicks.
That's the way, I like it, that's the way.
Florence!
I like it,
Florence!
That's the way, I like
hey!
It,
damn it!
That's the way.
What'd you do that for, Mr. Jefferson?
'Cause that's the way I like it,
Is he in one of his moods again?
If you'd just come from a funeral, wouldn't you feel low?
Uh-uh, not me. Any funeral I can walk away from makes me feel good. How was your friend's funeral?
Terrible. It wasn't fit for an enemy. You should have seen the casket they buried my man Steamy in. Looked like some kids made it in woodshop. I know all the pallbearers got splinters in their hand.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Jefferson. The good Lord don't keep the boxes, just the people.
I wish I had known how bad off Steamy was. I could have helped him. I mean, I could have given him some money or found him a job.
How could you have known? You haven't seen each other for years.
I should have kept in touch to know. I mean, we grew up together. We were the best of friends. I mean, it seems like just yesterday, me and him and the rest of the Seven Saints was running all around Harlem having a good time.
The Seven Saints?
That was the name of George's gang.
Why'd y'all call yourself that?
JoJo thought up the name. He was our leader. It was me, JoJo, Willie, Fat, Steamy, Zippy, and Gabby.
Sounds more like the Seven Dwarfs. I was just trying to cheer you up.
If you want to cheer me up, try some magic.
What kind of magic?
Disappear.
I don't need no magic to know which dwarf you was. Grumpy.
See, now her funeral ain't gonna be cheap because she's gonna need two caskets. One for her and one for her mouth.
I'll fix your drink, George. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah, make it a double, Weezy. I want something to stop me from feeling so guilty.
What have you got to feel guilty about?
Because I should have kept in touch with those guys. I mean, after all, we grew up together. We played together. We fought together. We got in trouble together. I mean, even in school, we used to drive all the teachers crazy together. When one of us went to the bathroom, we all had to go.
You shouldn't take all the blame. Why didn't they get in touch with you?
Well, they was busy scratching up bucks just like me. Thanks. Now they probably think I'm snubbing them. They think because I'm rich, it's going to my head. You know something, Weezy? Maybe they're right.
Now, George, you're talking silly.
Florence!
Yeah?
You want to get the door?
No, that's all right, Mr. Jefferson. You can get it.
More nerve than a bad tooth.
Hello, Mr. J.
Who is it, George?
Some Eskimo that talks like Bentley.
Hi, Mr. J. May I trouble you for a moment?
Why stop now? You've been troubling me for years.
Don't mind him, Mr. Bentley. Come in.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering if you would watch my apartment.
Why? What's it going to do?
I say, that's crisp. Actually, I'm going camping for a week, and I was hoping you'd take in my newspapers and my mail.
Oh, we'll be very glad to.
Thank you.
You going camping dressed like that? You're going to get arrested for scaring all the wild animals.
It's going to be very cold this time of the year.
Yes, I know, so I'm taking something with me to keep me warm.
What are you taking, plenty of booze?
No, plenty of Cynthia.
Is that your new girlfriend?
Well, Cynthia's much more than a girlfriend, Mrs. J. She's a sport. We're going to have a marvelous time roughing it in the great outdoors. It'll be just like the old Boy Scout days.
Cynthia was a Boy Scout?
Oh, no, she's all girl, but I'll teach her some of the old tricks.
Oh, you a sly old dog, Bentley.
Oh, no, I mean things like rubbing sticks together and boiling up the snow for shaving water.
Uh-huh.
Cynthia is gonna love that.
Yes, she will, won't she?
I didn't know you had Boy Scouts in England.
Oh, that's where they came from in the first place.
That's where all the nuts come from.
No, I think that's Brazil. England is more leather goods and Boy Scouts. As a matter of fact, the Boy Scouts were founded by Lord Baden-Powell. What a man he was, a magnificent leader. Were you ever a Boy Scout, Mr. J?
What? Are you kidding? In my neighborhood, you couldn't survive walking two blocks in that funny-looking uniform.
What a shame you missed out on all that.
And you're talking about leaders. I bet your Baden pal didn't have nothing on our JoJo Johnson.
What did JoJo Johnson lead?
Us! The Saints! I remember the time old Gabby ripped the phone right off the drugstore wall.
What for?
Cause the phone jipped JoJo out of a nickel.
So why did Gabby rip it off?
Cause JoJo told him to. He was the leader.
Yeah, he kept leading you into trouble.
I still think you'd have had more fun as a Boy Scout. Do you know, to this very day, I've got the merit badges I won for camping, first aid, survival.
I got a merit badge for survival, too, Bentley.
Oh, you have?
That's right, right there. I got it when I was a kid.
Oh, I say, that's quite a pimple.
Not the pimple! The scar next to it.
What, that little scratch mark?
Yeah, well, it was a lot bigger when I was smaller.
You used to be smaller.
He wasn't really smaller. He just looked that way because he was always ducking his daddy's punches.
I got this scar one day when me and JoJo and Steam was walking down the street and these three dudes jumped us. And we gave him a hard way to go, even though he's outnumbered.
Outnumbered? It was three against three.
No, Weezy, it was two against three because JoJo ran to get help.
If JoJo was such a great leader, why didn't you follow him?
Because he told us to stay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So one of these dudes hit me from behind and knocked me out cold. So when I come to, I see my man Steamy laying right there beside me. So I picked him up, threw him across my shoulder, and carried him on home.
Well, he can thank his lucky stars he had you for a friend.
No, he can't. He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He just came back from his funeral.
The poor chap, had he been in a coma all these years?
Steamy was hit by a car.
While you were carrying him home?
Bentley, why don't you go pitch your tent?
By Jove, you're right. Tempest fugits. I've still got to pick up some supplies. Let's see, I need batteries for my portable hi-fi and some disposable cups for the champagne.
I thought you was going to be roughing it.
Oh, I am, but you know the old Boy Scout motto, be prepared. Woof.
It's only 2 o'clock. I call it a half a day.
Florence is going to our high school reunion. I gave her permission to take off early.
Florence! You're a genius!
What?
What are you talking about?
Don't you get it, Weezy? A reunion. She's going to a reunion. That's what I'll have, a reunion of the Saints. I'll invite them all up here so they can see that I am still the same old Squeaky.
Squeaky?
That was my club name.
Why'd they call you that?
Well, when I was a kid, my voice was changed, and when I talked, funny things came out.
They still do.
Bye, Squeaky.
When the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Hey, Weezy, you think there's gonna be enough sandwiches?
More than enough.
You sure?
George, you're only feeding five guys, not Pharaoh's army.
Three guys. Fatsy's been dead for years and Zippy can't make it.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, it's still gonna be a great party, though. Too bad you're gonna have to miss it.
What do you mean? I'm not going anyplace.
Oh, yes, you are. I'm gonna introduce you to the guys, and I want you to say you got a headache, and then you'll just get rid of yourself.
Why?
Because it's gonna be Stag, Weezy. I mean, you don't wanna sit around and listen to man talk all night.
You're right. I'd rather do something interesting instead.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see my man JoJo again.
Why him especially?
Like I told you, he was our leader. When JoJo said jump, we jump.
George, that was a long time ago. You were just a bunch of kids.
Yeah, I know. Ain't life strange, though? I mean, like, JoJo was always on the top, and I was always on the bottom. Now he's out there in some drive time little job, and I'm way up here. Now I give the orders.
Is that why you want to see him again?
No, Weezy, of course not. I just want to show him that I'm a real friend. Pass on some of my know-how. Teach him how to make it in business like I did.
Here's some hors d'oeuvres.
That's them. You get it. I'll take that.
Anything you say, Squeaky.
You be more respectful in front of my friend.
Yes, sir.
Squeaky!
Wow, am I glad to see you.
Why, I ain't Mr. Jefferson.
That's exactly what I mean. Still hitting hard?
Yeah.
Gab, you old turkey man, you ain't changed in 25 years. Oh, look, this is my wife, Louise. Louise, this is Gabby, one of the nicest dudes you ever want to meet.
Hi, Gabby. Nice to meet you. George has told me so much about you.
Hi.
And this is Willie. Willie? Willie!
Yeah?
Hey, man, I want you to meet my wife.
Later. I'm still meeting your maid.
Tell me, why do they call you Gabby?
Cause.
JoJo! Squeaky!
Help! Good to see you, man.
Hey, Louise, this is JoJo. He used to be our leader.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you, Louise. How'd you get stuck with somebody ugly like Squeaky?
Oh.
Just lucky, I guess. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have some things to do.
Oh, don't go, Louise. Stay.
Oh, thank you. But George told me he didn't...
Hey, Weezy, didn't you hear JoJo? If he says stay, you stay. Hey, take a look at this picture, Weezy.
George, what happened to your hair?
Oh, that was the year we all shaved our heads.
Why?
Because I told him to.
Yeah, JoJo said it would make our faces look meaner.
Well, I don't know about that, but it sure makes your ears look bigger.
Well, here's some more eats. You better cut that.
Boy. I don't see no boy in this room, mama.
That's because you ain't looking in no mirror.
Oh. All I see is a woman who needs a man.
Then why don't you go out and find me one?
Come on, bro.
You touch me, boy, and you're gonna draw back a nub.
How about a toast?
How about that?
Here's to the Saints.
Hold it, Squeaky. Ain't you forgetting something?
No, what?
No, I do the toasting for the Saints.
Yeah, well, I thought that,
And I do the thinking, too, right?
Right.
Okay. Uh-oh. Here's to the Saints.
Yay!
Who, under my leadership, were some of the baddest dudes to ever hit the streets of Harlem.
All right. All right.
Hey, and to show you how much those days mean to me and that I ain't forgot none of my old buddies, from here on in, we are going to meet here in my place every first Sunday of the month.
Right on, Squeaky.
What do you think of my idea, Gabby?
Fine.
JoJo?
That's a great idea, Squeaky.
Thank you, JoJo.
But I got a better one. Instead of meeting Sundays, we meet the first Saturday. That way we don't have to get up early the next morning, right?
But sometimes George works on Saturdays.
Well, he's his own boss. He can give himself a day off.
Look, don't try to argue with JoJo, Weezy. He's got a mind like a steel trap.
And I think he's caught himself a mouse.
Well, you know what I think we could do at these meetings? How'd you guys like to make some extra dough for yourselves?
Hey, I like that more dough. I like that very much. I like to make a whole lot of money. How about...
That many words in 25 years.
Well, as you can see, I have done pretty good for myself. So I thought I could give you guys the benefit of my business know-how. Like, for instance, if you want to make a loan...
Squeaky, we didn't come here for no lectures.
Huh?
We are the Saints, and we came here to have a good time. You know what I mean? Like the time when Fats hit you in the stomach with a pool stick.
That broke in half or two.
George, why did Fats hit you in the stomach with a pool stick?
Because JoJo told him to.
You told him to?
It didn't hurt him. He had the hardest stomach in the neighborhood. You still got a hard stomach, Squeak?
Well...
Let's see if that belly is still as hard as a rock.
I don't know, JoJo.
You ain't scared, are you?
Me? No.
Shoot.
All right, Gabby, take your best shot.
Wait a minute. George, I want to see you in the kitchen. That is, if it's all right with JoJo.
Sure, just don't take too long.
Thank you.
Look, I'll be right back in a minute. Just help yourself to anything you want. What I want is coming straight at me.
What's gotten into you?
Nothing.
Were you actually going to let that man hit you in the stomach?
He wouldn't have hit me hard.
George, you're a grown man now, not some kid in a gang. Don't you feel silly letting somebody push you around like that?
Look, I don't need you telling me that I'm a grown man. I don't let nobody push me around. Nobody.
Hey, Squeaky, we need more champagne.
Come on, JoJo.
Will you cut it out? You're worse than a wasp at a weenie roast.
Come on, Mama, don't fight your feelings. You and me got to get it together.
In a minute, my fist is gonna get together with your nose.
Look here, Mama. I got 2 tickets for the basketball game tomorrow night. You like basketball?
No, I like baseball.
Baseball? What you know about baseball?
A lot. I went to see my friend play a game yesterday, and my friend hit a grand slam home run.
Mmm. 3 men on base, huh?
Wasn't no men on base.
No men on base? I thought you said your friend hit a grand slam home run.
I did.
Well, you don't know much about baseball then, because you can't hit no grand slam home run unless there's 3 men on base.
You want to make a bet on that?
A bet? Ah, ha, ha, ha. So, Mama, I'll make a bet on that. Look here, I tell you what. I got $20 here. If you right, it's yours. But if you wrong, it's me and you tomorrow night.
Deal.
Look here, JoJo. This fine foxy lady here says she got a friend who hit a grand slam home run and wasn't nobody on base. Now, is that possible?
No way.
You see what I mean, pretty mama?
There wasn't no men on base because it was a women's baseball game.
Squeaky, having the Saints back together again.
Yeah, man. Too bad Zippy couldn't make it, though.
Yeah, but Zippy's changed.
Changed, huh?
Oh, Zippy ain't no real Saint no more. Gabby will tell you. He ain't no real Saint no more, is he, Gabby?
No.
Oh, he thinks he's too important now that he's working for the gas company. I saw him a couple of weeks back, and I said, hey, Zippy, have you read the Good Meters lately? I thought it was funny. Ain't it funny, Gabby?
Yeah.
Zippy didn't think it was funny. You know what? He didn't even remember our secret handshake.
You jiving?
No, and when I tried to teach him, he said it was silly. I mean, silly.
Shh. Oh, Steamy, too bad he had to kick the bucket.
Yeah, but he would have got a bigger kick out of this. Wait a minute. I just got a great idea. Since old Steamy can't come here and join us, we'll join him.
You mean kill ourselves?
No, that's not what I mean, Squeaky. Do I have to explain everything to you?
No, man, no. Okay, what do you want us to do?
Well, the same thing we did when Fats died. Remember what we did when Fats died, Gabby?
Cry.
No, we went and had a beer on Fats' grave. Now we're gonna go down to the cemetery and have a drink with old Steamy.
Hey, what about my party?
No, we're moving the party to the cemetery. Let's go before it gets too dark. Because I don't want you guys to get scared, you know?
You don't think Stevie and mine is dropping in without calling, do you?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding, man? We're going to raise every ghost in the place. Nobody sleeps when the Saints go marching in.
What's going on? Is the party over?
No, it's only beginning, Mama. We're gonna visit old Steamy and pour some wine on his shrine.
What?
It's okay, Weezy. We're just going out to the cemetery.
Why? No, let me guess. Because JoJo told you to.
Weezy, it's all in fun.
Fun? You hate cemeteries.
Come on, Squeaky, let's go.
Well, while you're out, I just hope JoJo don't tell you to jump in front of subway train.
Hey, JoJo, maybe it'd be better if we just stayed here.
No, you want to cheat old Steamy out of his party?
Old Steamy is dead.
Don't make no difference. He was always the first one to pass out anyway. Look, Jojo, I don't want to go, man. I hate cemetery.
That ain't the real reason, is it, Squeaky? You don't want to go because your wife don't want you to.
No, that ain't it.
Squeaky, ain't it about time you stop letting people order you around?
Yeah, you're right.
Now, that's my Squeaky.
Nobody tells me what to do. No more.
Now, that's my Squeaky.
Hey, Gabby, can you believe this? Squeaky don't want to go down to the graveyard because his dumb old lady thinks it's a dumb idea. Can you believe that?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Shut up, Gabby. You talk too much anyway.
Did you call my old lady dumb?
Uh-oh. Yeah, she's all wet, man.
So are you, man.
Just for that, you out of the gang.
Don't let it get you down, George. Man, but I just wanted it to be like old times. It was like old times. That's why Zippy didn't show up.
Say what?
I talked to him on the phone. Zippy said, man, the best way to stay friends was to stay away from each other.
Zippy sounds pretty smart for a saint.
Yeah, you just gotta understand old Jojo, that's all.
Come on, Willie!
Come on, Jojo! Louise, nice seeing you. George, be cool.
Hey, Jojo!
Yeah! See you at the next reunion!
At the next reunion?
Sure.
You're still going to keep up those reunions as a regular thing?
Yeah, regular. Once every 50 years.
Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.